Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Peter went on to quote from Psalm 16, 8-11, written by King David, to whom God promised that one of his descendants would reign forever over Israel. The reference there is 2 Samuel 7, 12 and 13. So I'll read from Acts 2, 25 through 32 from the New American Standard Bible. For David says of him, Jesus, I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh will also live in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life, and you will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so, because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Principle: Jesus' resurrection fulfilled prophecy. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection did not simply come out of nowhere. It had been prearranged in the counsels of God, Acts 2:23, and announced centuries before through the prophets, of which David was one. The gospel is the story of Jesus the Messiah. It is framed in the history of God's dealings with the patriarchs and the nation of Israel. It is important for people to know that Jesus fulfilled prophecies and made hundreds and sometimes thousands of years prior. This is part of God's testimony of the truthfulness of the message. Good gospel presentations frame the message in the history of God's old covenant people.